real, you're on standstill. Rugged and 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 real, you're on standstill.
Learn it from your mistakes. Yeah. Thank you. Hello? Hello? Welcome? Hello? Welcome? Welcome? Welcome. Welcome to the 7 Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Hello. I'd very much like to welcome you to the 7-year anniversary gathering. Hope you have a really, really good time. I'd like to take the honor to welcome a gentleman. His name is Chris Conrad. For many years, he's been an advocate of the hemp, medical marijuana, and marijuana for health movements in many areas. He's the author of the book Hemp, Lifeline to the Future, author of the book Hemp for Health, and recent author of his new book, Shattered Lives, Portraits of America. He's the curator of the Hemp Museum in Amsterdam, yeah, and member of the Coalition for Health. Actually, I've got that one wrong, but I'm trying my best to remember here. I would like to welcome Chris Conrad to speak to you about hemp and medical marijuana. Thank you very much. Here's Chris.
Good evening, everybody. Hello, Oakland. Are you having a good time tonight? Me too. And you know, it means a lot to be with a group of people who know how to have fun, because that's one thing that this country was founded on, is the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Are you happy? You got good reason to be happy, because you're enjoying yourselves in a way that few people get to do this. And it's beautiful to be here tonight. I hope you've been watching this video that's been going on above us, because it tells us that even though the night is young, but the hour is late, and that this generation is facing a dangerous moment in the history of the human race, it's a time when we are in a situation where the fate of future society is at hand. You saw the video of the people cutting down the forest. You saw Julia Butterfly climbing into a tree to try to save one old-growth forest, one tree out in the old-growth forest. And that tree is threatened by the profit gouging of people like Hurwitz, who are trying to destroy the forest. The forests are the lungs of the planet. They give us the oxygen to keep us alive. We can't survive without having our air and our water clean, and without having our resources together here on this planet. And this is all being threatened by the profit of a few people trying to pretend like they're doing something to save the jobs of loggers. I'll tell you, it has nothing to do with loggers. It has to do with economic power and human dignity and the nature of our forest here. At the same time as this guy, Hurwitz, is threatening these last remaining forests and the legacy of beauty and nature on this planet and the possibility of the human race to survive, we have the opportunity to make a change. This generation has the opportunity to make a change, because we are not locked into a poison planet. We are not locked into deforested hills and eroded soil. We have another option, and that option is a cannabis hemp plant. Cannabis hemp, the stems and the seeds are hemp because it's used for fiber. Fiber like the clothes you wear, the paper you write on, the fabric that these hangings are made out of. The paint on these hangings also has a relationship to hemp, because the seed of the hemp plant was used to make paints like those used by the great artists that set civilization, that created art and beauty for previous generations, that are part of the long legacy of life on this planet and human society.
Transformer l'orgasme en une extase. 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 Transformer l'orgasme en une extase.